Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Vegan Nation is an informational program about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Joseph and Jessica Seckman. They are the messenger of the Universal and Apostolic Church, and they are joining us via Skype in West Virginia. Welcome, Joseph and Jessica, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hello, Marlene.
Hi, Marlene. Thanks for having us.
Well, you two are great. You're just a wealth of information and love. And all the natural tips for foraging, even in the winter. So I'm really looking forward to this. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of luck, really, in the past couple weeks with foraging, honestly.
Yeah, we have. We've seen a lot of mushrooms, oyster mushrooms.
Yeah, we've probably pulled in at least 10 pounds of really good, healthy mushrooms over the last couple weeks, which makes for, you know, nice meals for everybody. The kids like them, too.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And tell me more about the mushroom that I've seen you put up next to your ear.
That's called a wood ear mushroom, and they resemble ears. I think that's why they call them that. But.
Yeah, they're out and about right now this time of year, too. They're soups and stuff like that. They say that they really absorb the flavor of about anything, but they are just loaded with nutrition.
Yeah, they've got B12 in them for sure, you know, so, and that's really important.
Yeah, especially this time of year when we're lacking the sunlight, huh?
Yeah, and the vitamin D, too. They've got the vitamin D as well.
Right.
Yes.
So then we've got barberries is a kind of fruit that grows on the trees. Well, they're not growing on the trees now, but the berries are still on the bush.
Right. We've talked about them before on the show. There's a lot of greens that are actually still available. If you dig underneath of the browner grass, you can find greens underneath of there and even stuff that you can make teas out of, which is really nice for this time of year.
Yeah, the goldenrod and
some yarrow leaves.
Yeah, leaves and the chicory greens and the dandelion greens, you can find them. There's not as many, but they're still around in our area anyways because it hasn't been so cold.
Right. There are other things like cherry bark, you know, to add to your teas.
Yeah, it has medicinal qualities.
Yeah, right.
Nice. And I also like that you're involved with the nut trees.
Yeah, the tree nuts are really, really good for you. We try and have an abundance of them waiting for us in wintertime. Try and gather as much as we can.
Yeah, and right now is a good time to plant those.
Yeah.
To start the trees,
Repropagating, it is a good time for that right now.
Repropagating and just planting in the ground.
Yeah, putting them in the ground, getting them ready they'll come up in the springtime, you know. So the nut trees and the fruit trees also, different things like that.
Yeah, apples.
Yeah. Starting the seeds in the ground, you know, the seeds themselves. So that's something that we've been working on around our property. The nuts, there's a lot of different nuts that are available, the hickory nuts and the walnuts. Black walnuts are what we have in our area, and they're a different flavor to them, but they're really nutritious, and they've got more protein in them, I think, than any other nut.
Yeah, and it's stuff that you can gather in the fall and keep with you through the winter whenever there isn't as much food.
Right.
Whenever we start getting real desperate for food, there's still lichens that are growing that you can eat, and the leaves that have fallen off the trees.
Yeah, or even what's, you know, still remaining on the trees, there are sources of food out
there.
Yeah,
they are an edible source for people to eat, you know. It's got the nutrition in it. Is it something that you want to eat, you know, that's another story.
Right, is it as glamorous as the stuff out of the store, you know, not necessarily, but when it comes to things that you can eat and put in your body to survive, it'll actually do some good, that it's out there.
Yeah, and really, like, not only surviving, I think it will bring us into a brand new world of living in unity and harmony with everything and just making us healthier than we could probably ever imagine.
Yeah, for sure. It's what is put out there for us to eat right now, so it should be what we accept and take into our bodies and you know, we should be able to humble ourselves enough to do that.
Yeah, it is. It's the sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's the sacrifice of God for us and all creation.
Yep.
Yes, tell me more about that, the sacrifice, because that's beautiful. And I think about it when I think of life, that we have fruits and nut trees available, and I envision a future where they're just everywhere, and like you're doing, people walk around and collect the beautiful, nutritious fruits and nuts that are freely available.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, and with a few different things, you can make multiple things. You don't have to just have walnuts. If you have walnuts, you could make cheeses or put it in bread or whatever you want to do with it.
Right. Yeah. And it is so nice to think about having fresh, available food everywhere that you look without having to worry about the grocery stores, the trips to the grocery store. You know, we want that available all around everybody and every creature so that we can live, you know,
yeah,
right,
so
way
it's not
off
just
the land.
For us, it's for the animals that are all around us, too, because they have to be included for this to work.
Right.
And that's the only way that this is going to work, is for every animal to be included, too.
Right, and the sacrifice?
Yeah, the sacrifice is, you know, God is within the earth, the land and the seas, and within all of us, and the sacrifice, the living sacrifice of God is the vegetation and the waters. So
yes.
We can have food and drink.
Yes, and I especially like seeing the photos of you and your family in your homestead, and I always see peace. I see peace, I see harmlessness, I see nonviolence and beauty. And even when you're on your roof, working on your roof with your hammers, and there's a deer in your yard, being part of the family. I love that.
Thank you. It means a lot to us to be able to do that for them, you know, because it feels like it's just what we were meant to do.
Yeah, and you know, around there's hunters all around us, so it's nice to give them a place where they can come to and be safe and not have to worry about it. They're all afraid, you know, this time of year, but they seem to know that they're a little safer at our place, you know. We try and provide that for them.
You try to give them food and a safe place to stay, and even the ones that aren't hunted on a regular basis or at all, you know. We want to give them food and hang out with them just as much as everybody else.
Oh, yeah, it's really neat. You get to walk down the sidewalk and hello, chipmunk, hello, squirrel, you know, the raccoons are around, the deer come into the yard, the rabbits, it's really, the birds, they're starting to come around, too. They stick around a little bit.
You see the possums at night. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to be our whole community. Everybody needs to be involved.
Right.
Thank you, Joseph and Jessica. Thank you for being vegan and spreading the vegan message of love, which is rooted in your spiritual work with the Gospel of the Holy Twelve and the Apostolic and the Universal and Apostolic Church. Can you tell us more about that, please?
Yes, the Gospel of the Holy Twelve was discovered in 1881. It shows the New Testament, the story of the life of Christ, and it is a vegan message, spreading harmlessness and compassion towards every creature. That was the mission of Jesus according to this gospel.
Yeah, and when we read it the first time, it really hit home to us. It really felt like it was true and honest and everything, the message, and it was...
Answer so many questions.
It did answer a lot of questions. So it's something that it's really changed our life around, and it's become, you know, a blessing and given us the opportunity to be able to live like we live now with
the
animals. Yeah,
it's the foundation for everything that we do.
Yeah.
And life just continues to grow and get better thanks to this gospel that teaches us about the equality and the unity of all things, God and creation.
Right, and how deep-rooted it truly is, you know, something that we are pulled away from through through our lifetime, just as most people are brought up.
Thank you. I'm very inspired by you. And especially at this time of year. Right. This is very exciting to be able to be connected with you on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and we all have a piece of the truth. And
yeah.
We can come together in the unity of that.
Yeah, yeah. Every religion's got a piece of the truth where it helps everybody.
At least come together a little bit of building block to start off with.
Right.
Yes, and let's hear more about being specific to Christianity as your understanding of the Gospel of the Holy Twelve, of the return of the light, the return of love, and Jesus's original message that is a vegan message, the original Christians with the original message of veganism, which is unconditional love.
Yes, and the scriptures are clear. It's even in the beginning, Christ is born, and they call him Emmanuel in the gospel for the first time, and one time in the scriptures, he's born, and he's in the midst of all of the animals. So it's not just the people around that. It's not just goodwill towards humanity. It's all of creation is blessed at the coming of the Christ within Jesus.
Yeah, they all gathered to celebrate. All the, you know, it seems like they were all there to celebrate.
Yeah, not
the birth and everything. So it's definitely.
Yeah, that's something that people a lot of times tend to leave out is the character of the animals. These animals have personalities, and they have families. They love each other just like we love each other. And Jesus knew this as a boy growing up. He talked about warning people multiple times throughout the scriptures of harming animals and how if you do this to the animals, these like things are going to be done to you.
Yeah,
and that's the message, and it's a clear warning, and it's good news. It's good news for us who try to live in harmlessness, and it's a warning to those who don't, to try to pull them back to the truth because they have strayed away. It's not that they don't belong. It's that they have lost their way.
Thank you. It's encouraging to hear your words. And again, I think of that statement, as we sow, we reap. And so speaking of that, the warning of that causing harm to animals through exploitation, through slavery, through direct harm, all of it, and all the industries that it's just so deeply rooted in every culture throughout society worldwide. And so speaking of that, can you talk about the current crisis of 2020?
Oh yeah, we do see that, and it is the talk is good versus evil constantly.
Yeah, and it is probably a time to make a decision, you know, whether or not you're going which way you want things to move and everything. The paradigm shift, you know, that we're all looking for is towards good. We want that shift to move towards harmlessness and love and selfless sacrifices. That's definitely where we are trying to move everything towards, you know, everything around us, and hope to show people that is possible to move that direction.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might be confused on which direction to take and how could the animals play a part in this, you know? But the animals are playing a huge part in the pandemics, and again, it's back into the Gospel of the Holy Twelve. Jesus warns about the plague that consumed Israel's fathers in the wilderness. So back, and then there's a warning on plagues, and even now the theories are pretty consistent that the plagues are being caused by the the consumption of animals.
Consumption of animals, the over-vaccination, the farming, you know, things like that. They're horrific conditions, low nutrition, nothing is stable. Everything is more driven towards money, and instead of compassion and love for any life that's around you. And that is something that we have to pull back from. We have to reel back the world and, you know, choose a different direction so that we can that we can all enjoy, you know, the life that we have here.
Yeah, it's for all of us. It's not just for one person to seem like they enjoy while they dominate the whole space around them.
Yeah.
This is a rebroadcast of an earlier program. Please join us on Vegan Nation, right here on WCUW 91.3 FM. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
In the middle of a mass extinction, you know, we want to realize what is causing that mass extinction, and it's obviously the people who want to dominate and
for money and power, whatever reasons.
Right.
Yes, I think in the vegan movement, we understand that the mainstream media message and authorities are, in my opinion, coming from a space of exploitation and domination, which, of course, is the boomerang effect, like what you're saying, of the as we sow, we reap, and so we really need to address it at root cause to create a vegan world. And so for those who might not see that they're just listening to the mainstream news, and, of course, veganism and nonviolence to animals is being left out of this whole pandemic situation. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Well, I do know that the scriptures are pretty clear.
If you look at it like that and you think about it like that, it seems like it's pretty clear, honestly, that it's our responsibility. So like you were talking about before, as you sow, so shall you reap, because we create this mess, you know, because we have to undo it ourselves. Nothing is coming to do it for us. We have to choose to do it ourselves.
Yeah, we have to do this ourselves. And in Ecclesiastes 3:17-19, it says, God will bring into judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time to judge every deed. I also said to myself, as for humans, God tests them so that they may see that they are like the animals. Therefore, the death of man and of beasts is one, and the condition of them both is equal. As man dies, so they also die. All things breathe alike, and man has nothing more than beasts. All things are subject to vanity.
Yeah.
So I think those really bring it home for us in the vegan message of how we're one family.
Yeah, we're one family. What we're doing is in the right movement. There is hope to bring the message to the entire world. You know, it is definitely something that is in the cards for all of us, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all. Like, it's quite the contrary of that. Their reality of you know, turning this into something that isn't a beautiful creation of God is out of the realm of reality.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you so much for your presence on Earth and for sharing this message of unconditional love and harmlessness and peace on Earth. Really, truly joy for all. And Joseph and Jessica, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. What contact information can you leave with our listeners for those who'd like to learn more from you and or to be in contact with you?
Sure. You can find us on Facebook at our page, Universal and Apostolic Church. The address is 571 Jefferson Run Road, Alma, West Virginia, 26320.
yet we're open.
Yeah, we're always available. We would love to talk to anybody who wants to talk to us. We have had a lot of contact through Facebook from people, and it's really nice to hear from people who are just looking to know for sure that it's okay to do what they're doing, you know, that the animal activism is...
Yeah, that it is in
correlation with the Bible that they were brought up in.
And all spiritual, any spiritual practice you really want to look at.
Right, yeah, that too. Yeah, it's everywhere too, but we hear it a lot about, you know, from people in this country, you know, for sure.
Yeah, so. That's for sure.
Great.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We wanted to say that, you know, to people, it's not about, you know, necessarily going to church. It's about being the church and being known by the works, you know, what you do, and making a difference like that.
Yeah, making a difference. That's how you make a difference. That's what's important, is through our deeds and our actions.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you very much, Joseph and Jessica, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you very much for having us, Marlene.
And yeah, thanks a lot,
Merry
Marlene.
Christmas. Happy solstice.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And is there any special additional message that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Stay true to the love and wisdom within yourself. That's what's going to pull us through in the end.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. I look forward to connecting with you again in the future. And again, thank you for all you do.
Yes, thank you so much, Marlene. We're
thank
so excited.
You, Marlene.
Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews on the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of peace, health, egalitarianism, and sustainability. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, nor its management. This is Only One Life by Vegan Queen V in London. We'll go out with They Don't Care About Us by Diesel Automatic. All vegan music.
You at all.
The views and opinions expressed in this song are those of Diesel Automatic and millions of others worldwide, and are based on factual information available to the public. Nonetheless, skepticism is encouraged, and I highly recommend that everyone listen to these issues on their own and draws their own conclusions. It's our obligation to ourselves, our families, and our people. Now let's go. First of all, rest in peace George Carlin and Michael Jackson. Now it's time for action. The government got us trapped. We had enough of this crap. They took our freedom and our dough, and now we taking it back. Don't gotta take it as fact. Go get the knowledge yourself. They run the education system, so college won't help. They using my manipulation to acquire their wealth. They put in fluoride in the water to abolish our health. And the food they claiming healthy is already altered chemically. Fruits and vegetables are being modified genetically. Homegrown organic food's obviously the remedy. But try and grow a garden and the FDA won't let it be. Do
your enemy, they plans and who they posse is. Fast food, tobacco, alcohol, industry lobbyists. Banks, oil, weapons, and pharmaceutical companies. They all in this together, cause misery's where the money be. The government's a business, that's the bottom line. You and I are nothing more than dollar signs. They don't care about us. They enslave us when they bury us in dead. And they scare us with imaginary threats. They don't care about us. They control us with the media. So what you see on TV is irrelevant. A bunch of harmful products and some famous people selling it. The ultimate result is a decrease in your intelligence. Billions of dollars spent on research and development by advertising agencies to keep you in the element. PR companies writing the news, you think it's heaven sent. Same people who be writing speeches for the president. Me, I'm never hesitant to speak the truth. If you don't believe my words, then you should seek the proof. And the scary thing is that none of this stuff is hidden, but I probably end up being punished for what I'm spitting. Are we our subjects and our leader is a king? They say seeing is believing, so I don't believe a thing. Cause all I see is lies that the corporate media brings. So I listen and in the distance, I'm hearing freedom ring. The government's a business, that's the bottom line. You and I are nothing more than dollar signs. They don't care about us. They enslave us when they bury us in dead. And they scare us with imaginary threats. They don't care about us. They control us with the media and news. And they poison in our water and our food. They don't care about us. And they profit off of sickness and disease while they strip us of our civil liberties. They don't care about us. I got lots of Negro blood. Both my parents are immigrants. First generation, I'm an American citizen. Born as a Muslim, but that don't make me a terrorist. They fighting overseas, but here at home is where the terrorists. Follow no religion, though I never been an atheist. Supporting your government does not make you a patriot. A patriot is somebody who's ready to fight for their land and take a stand by defending their rights. The Constitution entitles us to all of our civil liberties. Why then are millions of citizens living miserably? Poverty, obesity, unemployment, and sickness at all-time highs according to the statistics. Healthcare providers deny us of all their services. They don't care about us, making money's what their purpose is. Depopulation and occupation of foreign land. Global domination is the new world order plan. The government's a business, that's the bottom line. You and I are nothing more than dollar signs. They don't care about us. They enslave us when they bury us in dead. And they scare us with imaginary threats. They don't care about us. They control us with the media and news. And they poison in our water and our food. They don't care about us. And they profit off of sickness and disease while they strip us of our civil liberties. They don't care about us.
That previous song was They Don't Care About Us by Diesel Automatic. And this is Animal Rap by Susan Dietrich.
Hey, human beings, you're as mad as a hatter. Spilling our blood like our lives don't even matter. All creatures want to live just like you and those you love. Yet you treat us like we're less than dirt that you are far above. What kind of karma do you think this will enable? Karma from a Grimm Brothers dark and evil fable? Consider what you're putting on your table. Better reconsider what you're putting on your table. First you torture, then you rape us, and you drag away our babies. How cruel can you be? How heartless? How crazy? You sell us into slavery so you can suck our milk, draining us dry while we're forced to live in filth. You suck out our secretions till blood flows in the gutters from the cold, cruel steel fastened to our tender udders, injecting us with drugs to suppress the inflammation. Do you not see the parallel to women's subjugation? Do you not see the parallel to women's subjugation?
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week. Hear this program again at vegansradio.wordpress.com. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
Hey, human beings, you're as mad as a hatter. Spilling our blood like our lives don't even matter. All creatures want to live just like you and those you love. And you treat us like we're less than dirt that you are far above. What kind of karma do you think this will enable? Karma from a Grimm Brothers dark and evil fable. Better reconsider what you're putting on your table. Better reconsider who you're putting on your table.
The views views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station, nor its management. Let's work together to dismantle tyranny and co-create a world of health, freedom, and peace for all beings. 2022.